This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 12,200 crore rupees in Delhi. The key focus of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. The Prime Minister also undertook a ride in the Namo Bharat train from Saibabad RRTS station to new Ashok Nagar RRTS station. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Delhi National Capital Region has received a significant gift from the Government of India and added that India's urban mobility has expanded further. The Prime Minister emphasized that once the Namo Bharat project is completed, there will be a significant change in traffic on the Delhi-Meerut route. He highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that in 2014, when the country gave his government the opportunity, India was not even in the top 10 globally in terms of metro connectivity. And however, over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro network. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give the BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. Addressing a rally at Japanese Park in Rohini, Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for the development of India. The Prime Minister emphasised upon developing Delhi as the national capital of a Viksit Bharat. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and other Indian leaders. The visit takes place ahead of the inauguration ceremony of Mr. Donald Trump as the 47th U.S. President and as President Joe Biden leaves office on the 20th of this month. The Union Health Ministry has said that it is keeping a close watch over the spread of HMP virus in China during the past few weeks. The ministry said the number of laboratories testing for HMPV will be enhanced by the Indian Council of Medical Research and assured it will monitor trends of HMPV for the entire year. The ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi over the recent development. Dr. Atul Goyal, DGHS, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that no country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism. Visiting the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said that nationalism, organization and nation-first approach is needed for India's development. The Vice President highlighted that the nation's transformation rests on five basic pillars, namely social harmony, imbibing patriotic values at the grassroots, environmental awareness, self-reliance and civic duties. Mr. Dhankar urged the people and youth to follow these five pillars to transform India as a proud country of great discipline and decorum. The National Investigation Agency has arrested a key accused in the Fulwari Sharif PFI terror funding module case registered in Patna, Bihar. The agency made the arrest of Mohammed Sajjad Alam yesterday from the Indira Gandhi International Airport and arrival of the accused from Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Alam is a resident of East Champaran district in Bihar. The agency said Alam is a trained cadre of the band Popular Front of India and he was carrying an arrest warrant issued against him by the NIA Special Court, Patna. Union Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy will launch the Production-Linked Incentive Scheme 1.1 for the steel industry tomorrow in New Delhi. The minister will also call for applications during the event. The Steel Ministry highlighted that the ministry's PLI has attracted investment of around 27,000 crore rupees with direct employment of over 14,000. In Hockey India League, defending champion Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will face Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.